And we're talking about the future of energy now in the Business Breakfast and how to fund it. We are going to speak now to two clean energy companies who are both looking to raise money through crowdfunding. The biodiesel company Neutral Fuels and the solar panel providers Enerwhere are both about to try and raise $1 million each through the Dubai-based crowdfunding platform Eureka.com. So we're very pleased to have in the studio now Carl Fielder, who's the co-founder and CEO of Natural Fuels, and Daniel Zivietz, who is the CEO of Enerwhere. Daniel, Carl, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Morning.
Morning, thank you.
Before we get into the money you're looking to raise and how you're looking to raise it, which is what we're interested in here, do you want to give us the elevator pitch of what both of your companies are doing for anyone who's not familiar with them?
Sure. Yeah, Enerwhere is a solar company, and we primarily provide solar power to commercial industrial customers that don't have a stable grid connection. That could be labor camps, that could be construction sites, or even an island. And what we do is we provide power 24/7 and then in the background optimize between solar, between batteries, diesel generators, efficient cooling mechanisms to provide the lowest cost and cleanest power possible.
And Carl?
Neutral Fuels takes waste cooking oil and converts it into renewable clean green biodiesel here in Dubai. So we take local waste from Dubai, convert it in Dubai and sell it in Dubai. And one of our customers is Daniel's firm.
Exactly. I was going to say, and there's some synergies between the two of you as well, isn't there?
Yes.
So let's look at the money that you're looking to raise. You're both looking to raise $1 million through Eureka.com. That is a Dubai-based crowdfunding platform. Why are you looking at crowdfunding?
It's a fantastic way of getting our message out to a lot of people and to allow people to share in what we're doing. Over the last 5 years of growing our business, We've had so much support from people here. It's been fantastic. And a lot of people over the past 5 years have said, well, can we invest in the business? And I've said, well, not really, not now. There's not an easy way to do it. And to be quite honest, it's too early. Well, now we've got to the stage of 5 years of profitable growth, and we're saying, okay, it's time for us to go to the next stage.
Yeah, I would say very similarly, it's an opportunity to reach out to a much larger base and give people that would like to invest in something that is ultimately good for the world to do so here in this part of the world rather than just in Europe or North America, where investment opportunities like these have been around for a while. But here they weren't, because all of the renewable energy initiatives have been very much government-led, and there were few opportunities for people to invest in something clean. We had a great success with our previous raise of $1 million on Beehive, and that actually led us to do this. We've previously raised money from private sources, but the transaction costs there are high, and it allows only a small number of people to invest. And I think this is a much broader, gives access to a much broader investor spectrum.
So that's my big question, I suppose. Why not go to private investors? Why not go to banks?
Private investors in this local region tend to have a different view of the investment market. I've spoken to quite a few private individuals over the years, and they see the value of their money as being higher than the value of their other value add. And so they come in and say, okay, we'd like to invest in your business, but we need control. And I say, well, what experience have you got over the last 5 years of creating biofuels? And they say, well, none. And well, why would I give you control of my business if you haven't got experience in that space? Whereas with Eureka, we've got a chance to bring in minority shareholders in a protected, regulated way. The difference between Eureka and some of the other crowdfunding platforms is that they are, in fact, double regulated. They're set up in DIFC, so they're regulated here, but they're also regulated in the UK under the Financial Services Authority.
So for me, as an investor, what's in it for me? I can see what's in it for you. You've articulated that case very well, why you would go to crowdfunding rather than going to family offices or wherever it may be. But what's in it to me as the punter?
I think there are two, three aspects that play a role there. The first one, that you get exposure to a number of businesses that are very fast growing, typically, right? That's the case for Enerwhere. That's the case for Neutral Fuels. And those investment opportunities normally are open only to larger investors. So you can invest in those early on. Secondly, you can spread your bets. If you invest privately, typically you need much larger amounts, and people can only place, if you invest 100,000 dirhams or $100,000, you can't mostly afford to place five or 10 of them. these internet-based crowdfunding platforms have very low transaction cost, so it allows you to place smaller bets, a few thousand dirhams, a few thousand dollars, in multiple companies, and that means if one of them doesn't work out, it won't necessarily take down all of your investment, but you have the opportunity to invest in multiple great businesses.
So in terms of the returns I'm going to get, like any investor, you look for returns two ways. One is some kind of yield or dividend or rent, and the other one is capital appreciation. So let's look at those in turn. First of all, in terms of yield, when are you guys going to be profitable, and when can you start looking at paying out dividends to shareholders like me and Malcolm and Brandy? If we invest, I don't know, $10,000 in 2017, when are we going to see our first dividend, would you say?
Certainly for Neutral Fuels, we reached profitability in our 11th month sometime in 2012. So we've been profitable for the last 5 years. So far, we've taken the decision that we'll reinvest all of our profits back into growing the business. This year, we're going to grow by 90%, and that's in our sixth year of trading, which is very, very unusual. And that's why, as Daniel was saying, it's a chance for people to invest into a high-growth, early-stage company. But to come back to the question, first of all, from a regulatory perspective, we're not allowed to promise what's going to happen in the future. So we're not allowed to say we're going to generate X percent yield for you or Y percent capital growth. Personally, I've grown and sold 5 businesses and taken 2 to IPO. So I'm fairly comfortable that at some stage in the future, there is going to be a capital gain for our investors. And it is our intention to declare dividends and to pay them out pro rata to our shareholders.
Yeah, similarly for NIWare, we've had a profitable core business since 2014, the core business primarily being power provision for labor camps, for example, in Abu Dhabi in the oil and gas industry. However, we're growing very rapidly. We're nearly doubling, well, we're actually more than doubling our revenue every year right now, and we've taken all of that money and reinvested it in more assets. We buy solar panels, we buy now batteries, we buy cooling units. And in that sense, as long as we're growing at this pace, it makes sense to reinvest the money and push the company further. Should the growth slow down in the future, it does make sense to pay out the money because these assets are high yielding and that is something that we can ultimately pay out.
Will it be competitive, though, with other investments? I mean, what is to... I was having a look at the Neutral Fuels offering, and you can start from as low as 5,000 US as an investor, and as you say, that doesn't often happen with these kind of offerings. But what's to convince me to do that rather than sticking it in a mutual fund or some kind of S&P linked index?
Well, hopefully, if you've got enough funds, you should do both. And this is all the policy of having a mixed portfolio. So obviously investing into a small startup comes with a certain degree of risk, but also potential upside that is many times higher than putting the money into a pension fund. So you should have a balanced portfolio with a mix of investments which have different risk and different gain.
If we look at some of those risks to the business, if we look at the diesel business, I know we've spoken before many times on Business Breakfast, and one of the risks is regulatory. And when there were changes to the way that diesel and petrol were priced here in the UAE, that had an impact on your business, didn't it? Just remind us how that played out in the context of the type of risks that your business faces, operational risks.
Yeah, it took us, because we're small and flexible, it took us only a short while to be able to react to that change to government regulation. It actually hit us quite badly for 1 or 2 months. It was unexpected. I don't think anybody foresaw a 40% drop in the price of diesel. But we reacted very quickly to that. And indeed, all of our gross margins since then have been back in line with where they were before the change in government regulation.
So remind us how you did that.
Well, the main way was to focus more on selling blends of our biofuel with regular diesel. So we make a number of products. 100% pure biodiesel, which is completely carbon neutral, and then we blend it with regular diesel. And in fact, I'm pleased to say that, for example, at the Expo 2020 site, they've now mandated that all construction has to be with at least 20% biodiesel. So that reduces the carbon footprint of construction projects, and that obviously piques demand.
Do you think we're going to see more clean energy companies looking for this kind of, I'm still calling it alternative funding, but I suspect it's getting less and less so. Is there a natural fit here?
I think there is. When you look at what people like to invest in, clean energy is obviously high up on the list because you're doing something good for the world. And we're not a tobacco company. right? People would probably not invest in a tobacco company, even if it were on a crowdfunding platform. And in fact, we had this discussion with Beehive earlier about funding certain types of assets. And it's very clear that solar panels, for example, rank up very high because people know what it is. Often they have already invested in solar panels, for example, on their house, if they have a house in Europe or in North America. So it's something that they're familiar with. It's something that they understand how it works. And it's something that's very attractive. But on the other hand, that hasn't been available as an investment in this region. So we feel that we're a fairly unique opportunity. The same is true, obviously, for neutral fuels, being the only biofuels producer here. And the and therefore, we expect that ultimately more will follow. But at this moment, we're quite a unique investment opportunity.
Is there a bigger picture here in terms of investment sea change full stop? I mean, you spoke about the lower transaction costs, which mean that investors can come in at a smaller ticket, so it opens up to smaller investors. And we're certainly talking to a lot of people about fintech these days and about changes in regulation here to regulate the fees that can be charged for conventional investment advice, if you like. A lot of talk that a lot of those fees are going to have to disappear as fintech brings the prices of using investment platforms right down. Do all of these factors fit together to show a new picture for personal investment?
I think so. I think it's along the same lines as the growth of social media. We've got a lot more information available to a lot more people, and a lot more people want to invest and follow the big boys in the way that they grow their asset portfolio. But the barriers to entry are large. You can set up and run an unregulated service to sell shares to people, but there's no protection there for the shareholders. The great thing about Eureka is that it's regulated and the fact that the shareholders will have protection.
I also think that in particular, if you're providing a service, let's say to industry in this region, it's interesting that the people that work in that industry might have much better knowledge of how that business works and whether it's attractive or not than some of the large investors. Any family group here might or might not have experience in solar. But if we're going out and raising money from the Dubai crowd, there will be a number of people in the construction industry, and they know our services. They are our customers. In fact, we've raised money from some of our customers that have been investing on the personal side. So these people don't buy a cat in the bag. They've experienced our service. They like it. They're repeat customers. And now they get the opportunity to actually invest in that as well. So I think the crowdfunding has benefits that go above and beyond just transaction costs.
Well, we have had SMSs in. Very quickly, someone writes in, we put money through Eureka into Carpool Arabia. They have closed, and that is true. I'm looking on the Carpool Arabia website. It is a lesson, just reminds us of the point that you both made, that investing in startups is risky and should only be part of a balanced portfolio and certainly not the mainstay.
Well, thanks very much for talking us through what you are doing on Eureka.com. Carl Fielder, the co-founder and CEO of Neutral Fuels, as well as Daniel Zivietz, who is the CEO of Anywhere. Thanks for joining us.